Good morning, Mac. I'm coming back to you about this idea of an Audioboo conference or an Audioboo gathering. We've had a small amount of very enthusiastic response to it, but very tiny number of people have said anything yet. So indeed it might actually, and even those are more people from abroad than, you know, people from outside Ireland and Scotland. So I've no real idea about how many people would want to gather together over a couple of days and make audio together and meet face to face. But I think it'll be more than the first reaction might appear. I think you're right about Dublin being a much better place to have it than anywhere in the west of Ireland. I mean, I don't know why I ended up thinking that we could have it in the on the shores of the Atlantic, because Dublin is, you could say that Dublin is, or I would go so far as to say that Dublin could rebrand itself as the storytelling capital of the world. I think it's such a, it's a place full of so many stories that anybody who came to Dublin with a smartphone could go around just chatting to people in Dublin and they'd pick up some wonderful stories. So I think Dublin is... Now, that's if you don't mind that it's not held in Glasgow, for example. I mean, I have a great yen to go back to Glasgow. I was only there as a kid, but I have a great yen for Glasgow, especially because the Wallace Collection is there, and it just is a, you know, a big city. But Dublin is superb, and there are quite a few people on Audioboo who live in Dublin already. I'm thinking of Peter Donegan and a few others, and, you know, for what it's worth, Mark Rock has been known to visit Dublin a few times, and you never know, he might even come along on this for this experience, but I'm assuming nothing at all. But so that's one possible idea. The other thing I was thinking about was that because it would cost people money to travel there, I wondered, is there any way that we could get sponsorship for it? Now, I don't think Audioboo itself would be interested in sponsoring it, do you? I mean, I can see the fact that we'd be using Audioboo to share audio, and we'd be, you know, it would be quite an attraction and an unusual kind of an event. But I have this doubt that the company is in a position to go around sponsoring communal activities, and indeed if it did sponsor one communal activity like this, it might be pestered by a whole load of other groups who wanted to also sponsorship. But I suppose that it would be silly not to give them an opportunity to be the sponsor, because you never know what kind of a wider media interest there might be in this. And that's where I'm kind of thinking that it's possible that we could link with a mainstream media station in wherever, in order to help them make a radio program about, if we'll call it, kind of citizens audio. I don't know if that's pure fantasy on my part, that a mainstream radio station could have any interest that there'd be anything in it for them to be associated with kind of citizens using audio from smartphones. The other thing is that I kind of wonder if there might be some other kind of companies other than media companies that might be, like, say, Downcast or somebody like that might be interested in being associated with it. But I just want to throw up the idea. We've got loads of time to talk about this anyway. It's not like as if we have to make any decisions in the short term. A couple of people have suggested that this would happen in 2015. I'm afraid I can't actually plan anything for 2015. It's just, I cannot conceive what the world will be like in 2015. So I'm much more drawn to doing something in 2014 than 15. I don't know what you think about that. Will you have gone off to the Highlands and Islands by then? That's just reference to your public statement that you intend to retire to the west of Scotland somewhere. But anyway, it's only a short boat ride from the west of Scotland across to Northern Ireland and down to Dublin. I think that's really all. I mean, at this stage, I think we'll probably get a number of people who will listen to this and will keep their powder very dry until something is set up. And then you never know. We might get 3 or 4 other people, or we might get 30 other people deciding to make a trip of it. One more thing. I was thinking, you know, we might do some good while we're having this gathering. You know, we might offer in some way to provide, let's say training or coaching to some young people, and bring an educational aspect into this, so that if we were linked up with, you know, a session in a school, for example, where we, or even a session with teachers, where we provided teachers with some coaching on the way in which audiobook can be used for various kinds of educational work. That might bring us into a situation where we might get some support from, I mean, I kind of doubt that the Irish Department of Education would be willing to chip in, but you never know. And on top of that, then, of course, with Bernie Goldbach's help, you know, we might even manage to subsequently submit an article to an educational journal based upon the experience that we had with coaching teachers as volunteers for the use of audio in the classroom. That might be another possible thing. Anyway, these are just a collection of very early stage, you know, high level concept ideas. And if we just keep swapping thoughts like this, you never know, somebody else might hear them and actually get involved in the conversation. But even if they don't, look, I think it's no harm in us having a chat. What do you think, Mac? Okay, thanks a million for your reply. Last thing, will you invent, please, a hashtag for this so that we can track all of the contributions later on? I'll leave it to you. You just invent some kind of a hashtag for this and we'll use that. Okay, all the best. Bye.